Hello, well, this is Blonde-Haired Girl. Something happened yesterday that I wanted to talk about. I'm not sure that I have formulated any, true opinion. I just wanted to talk about what happened and what I was thinking about this morning. about the situation. So yesterday I was scrolling through my social media like I do, and I realized that I really am an information junkie. I absolutely love learning. I love to learn about things. Even a lot of different things. I don't know. There's just something about it that I have been this way for years, you know, and before social media, I had quite a magazine collection of interior design and Martha Stewart's Everyday Foods. I actually have Martha Stewart's book on housekeeping. It sounds so crazy. But anyway, I don't know. I just really, really love information and images and beauty and I guess ideas on how to make the world around me more beautiful. But yesterday I was scrolling through social media and one of my remaining living relatives, which I don't have very many relatives in my life anymore. I just really don't. But this was one of my remaining that is actually in my life and had posted something on social media that had to do with the students that are protesting and asking the university to divest in sending money to Israel for this genocide. There is definitely a pro-Palestinian sentiment. And this relative of mine had made a comment that I don't know if we always understand the implications of what we post. if we understand what it sounds like. But I think in this case, this person didn't care what it sounded like. And I have had to unfollow other relatives because of them posting things like this and not really caring. I think maybe it is in some ways to make a rise out of people. It is some kind of stand. They're putting their stand on this is where I am on this side. And it was against these students. This person in my life believes that these students are in the wrong. And that people who protest and later in this conversation, later had put, people who, block bridges and put this little blurb about how somebody poked an Israeli student in the eye with a Palestinian flag, made sure that they posted that in their rebuttal to me. This incident, we actually don't know what transpired in that and why this student did what they did. We don't know the whole story about that story. And I'm going to say, we don't know very much about anything. What I am learning through, what I am learning is that that our entire history has been completely whitewashed and brainwashing us and stupefying us into being an uneducated generations of people. And so we don't know, what do we really know about what's going on in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians and the Iranians and the people in Syria? And I mean, I'm just going to say that the people who were chiming in on this Facebook argument yesterday didn't, they're not historians, are they? Are they historians? Do they know? Are they experts in the field to know what has really been going on over there? So this is what I have been hearing. This is what I have been hearing about what is actually happening. Is that it, and there's some things about this that kind of ring true to me. It seems like what is now Israel was not always Israel. It wasn't Israel. It was something else. I don't know. It could have been Palestine. And then I guess sometime around World War II, in some kind of treaty of one part or another, Israel came about. And what ended up happening was that the Israelis took over the land, and a whole bunch of Palestinians were forced to live in substandard conditions on the Gaza area. And then there's like the East Bank, and I'm not an expert. I don't know everything, but this is what I'm hearing, or this is what I am believing by people who I believe really know what's going on over there. And so the Palestinian people, especially in Gaza, have been living, they can hardly do anything. And the government, the Israeli government, you know, and Hamas, I don't even know exactly what Hamas is. They may have been elected at one point, but they are not elected now. This is a group of people that are just over the Palestinian people, and these really are people who have no say over very much in their life. And these conflicts are happening a lot. And you can imagine people living in substandard, especially growing up in it, substandard conditions. Yeah, sometimes they really lose it, and they you know, they fight back. I mean, God forbid. So I wouldn't put it past the Israeli government. Do we call him Bibi? Not Nehu. I don't know how to say his name. I wouldn't put it past him to have allowed the attack to get us into a war. At the same time, in January of this year, up into January of this year, Netanyahu has been trying to do something with the Supreme Court so that he will not have to suffer consequences of things that he has done. Illegal activities. I don't know what they are. But he is wildly unpopular, and many Israelis have been protesting against him alone. But I don't think it is all him that this is happening. But the Israeli people, the Israeli government wants Gaza for themselves. What I am seeing is that this really is to resettle in that area, to cleanse that area of these people so that they can just take over the land. Very, very similarly to things that we have done in the United States to the Native Americans. We can't both coexist here, so okay, we're going to out you. We tried putting you on the settlements, but that didn't work. And so, you know, now we're just going to starve you to death. And so fast forward, and this is a really rough thing that I'm just stating right now about the synopsis, the very, very small, uneducated, ridiculous synopsis that I have of this situation. But I have also because, and I want to make this equivalency, okay? I really do. Because the part of this is just religion. This is sort of based on religion. To be Jewish, it is a culture, but it is also a religion. Are the Palestinians, like, are they all Muslim? Are they Christian? I'm not sure. But at one point, the Jewish people, you know, and somehow this belief that they are the chosen people and this is their chosen land, this God has ordained them to have this land, that this was ordained by God, that they are the chosen people. You know, and so what is happening is, for some reason that I'm not really sure what it is, but the whole Christian religion has like really gotten behind this. That the Jewish people are just, you know, chosen by God, and you know, this is the way it should be. And this whole movement of Zionism, the Zionists, that's another rough, uneducated, probably ridiculous statement that I just made. I mean, I don't understand all of it. So fast forward to yesterday when this relative had put this post about the University of Texas in Austin and how these ridiculous protesters are holding up the education process, that there are students that would really like to go to school, but cannot go to school because these ridiculous students are protesting, you know, these, what's going on in Palestine. And that they should do whatever was necessary, even by force, to remove them. This is what my family member put, by force. So I'm like, okay, so, and I have over the past years, you know, ever for the past, I don't know how many years it's been now, I've really been paying attention. And I've seen these students, like, especially after the election, supposed election of Donald Trump, these students really being treated very badly. I've seen them be just hit with batons and arrested and thrown to the ground, kicked by law enforcement. So this is what she's suggesting, that by whatever force, take them off in the vans. And I made the comment and I said, do you want these children taken by force? Like, really? Like, really? These children, these are very young people. 20, average of probably 20 years old. You want them manhandled. And then it was met with all kinds of, you know, yes, and then somebody else chimed in, and it was all about, you know, about the how unfairly and how brutal these people are, and that people die in wars, and, you know, even though 30,000 Palestinians have died. And they are trying to starve them to death now. They are not allowing aid. They are trying to starve. There were 1 million people in Gaza. So they're trying to starve 70,000 people. And this is justified because supposedly the Palestinians are not innocent. That's what was said by somebody. And so, you know, this, and I decided, you know, it's like, okay, you're absolutely right. What do I know? I'm just, you know, uninformed. You're evidently an expert, and I'm evidently completely uninformed. Yes, we have different opinions on the matter. Part of the reason why is because these students have actually been able to make change in the world. It's going to be the youth that are going to be saving us. If we're going to be saved, it's going to be the youth that are going to save us. But I think it takes great courage to stand up to injustice. And the people who have had to stand up to injustice. And what I see is that people are complaining. And they're standing around doing nothing but complaining about the people who are actually doing something. But they're not really happy about what they're protesting, because they side with Israel. And I'm not talking about the Israeli people. I'm not talking about the Israeli people. I'm talking about the Israeli government, who also are bombing Iran. And the United States is all behind this. The United States is funding Israel to bomb Iran. And the United States probably would want to get in a war with Iran. I don't understand it. I think it has something to do with oil, but what do I know? Like, I don't understand it. Except that what I'm learning is that the United States government, both sides of the aisle, are bought by Israeli interest groups. Both sides of the aisle, they have both. They have the Republicans and the Democrats in their hip pocket. They're bought by Israeli interest groups that have been doing this for, I don't know, 50 years at least, buying politicians. And this is why we're continuing to fund. And this is why Biden, who I'm incredibly disappointed in, for various reasons, but also this, he's digging in his heels on this. Doesn't matter that we're just going to run someone over with a tank and flatten them. That we're going to go into hospitals and kill doctors, professors, babies. We don't care. We're okay with that. I don't understand how we're okay with that. But we're behind it. So this morning, I woke up and I was thinking, like, what do I care? What do I care what she thinks? Like, I mean, like, honestly, what do I care? What difference does it make to me? Why am I so triggered? Why am I so bothered by other people's, like, remarks? You know, it's kind of, I'm making this weird thing is, like, coming up to mind for me. In the town that I used to live in, there's this guy that has a truck and has spray painted all over it that NASA is a hoax and that the Earth is flat. And he drives around town, you know, just, I mean, he lives there and he drives. And every time I see his truck, I'm bothered. I'm bothered by the fact that I'm bothered. I'm bothered by the fact that he wants to bother me and that it's working. It bothers me that I'm bothered that my family member once again, because this happens quite a bit. Like there are some hot topics that we cannot talk about. And standing in rightness. But I just think that the starvation of 70,000, no, it would be 700, I don't know, how many would it be if there were a million? That's a whole lot of people to starve to death. Because there's 70,000 that were injured. I saw this little blurb, and I'm aware that some stuff may not be true. But I saw this little blurb recently about this little boy. He was very young, maybe 9 or 10. And he had ran to go get food for his family because they're starving. And he was shot 5 times. He had to get 5 bullets removed from his body. He was shot while he was going to get food. A 10-year-old little boy. And the people around me want to say, oh, well, they use children as human shields over there. They have an explanation for absolutely everything. And apparently no accountability. But I will tell you that I also see that the United States and Israel are wildly unpopular around the world right now, as if they weren't before. Because the world is watching. But back to why do I care? Why am I bothered? Why would I allow this to mess up my day? And that's a good question that I really need to, because ultimately I really want to be happy. But there has to be some kind of balance. Do I just push my head into the sand and pretend like nothing is happening? The suffering of the people in Gaza? Never mind about them, the people who are starving to death. Like there's anything that I feel like I really could do. And I know that my government has really instilled that in me, that there's not a damn thing that I can do about anything. But at least these protesters are doing something. They're doing what they can. That was just another little thing that I want to talk about before I go, but is this TikTok ban, which I believe partly is, so that we don't know what's going on. The TikTok ban is to get rid of TikTok. Oh, and also, our government officials are buying crap tons of stock in Meta. Just saying. I mean, who gains to profit from no TikTok? But I think a bigger thing, a bigger reason is that we are getting real information. We're finally learning things firsthand. I mean, I've seen all kinds of videos, lives. I've seen what is really going on over there. And that I wouldn't have been able to do without that platform. And what I was hearing recently is that other donors, which corporations own the United States government, and those corporations who own them and pay for them to be in office want to get rid of TikTok because they alone want to be able to put out the narrative about what is really going on in the world. They have their agenda. And TikTok is a wild card. It allows us a protest. It allows us to I can't think of the word right now, but to be together and share ideas that we would not otherwise be able to do. And they don't like that. They don't want us to be informed. They just want us to be blind and stupid to what is really going on in the world. Sorry, this is kind of a downer. This is not a very happy podcast. And I'm going to say in advance that my apologies for anything that I said in here that was just completely ridiculous and has no bearing and is not true. I understand how completely ignorant I am on these subjects. I don't know anything about anything, to be honest. I used to think I knew a little bit about something, but really, I don't. But I don't think other people do either. I don't think that they, you know, it was said that something about propaganda, and the implication was is that I'm a product of propaganda, but they are not. They are propagandized by their lens of the world. We look at the world with our own lens. And we are all a product of the propaganda that has been handed to us. It would just be nice if we could all admit that we're not sure about our rightness. It's the surety about their rightness and the standing and the righteous, their own righteousness, that is partly so unnerving to me. But why do I care? Why do I care? And strangely enough, I'm going to end this right here because I don't know what else to say about that. But I appreciate you listening, and I'll be back with other ideas. And that's a wrap.